This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم ننجي الذين اتقوا ونذر الظالمين فيها جثيا. صدق الله العظيم. We concluded the academic discussion regarding passing through hell, whether this would include the believer and the disbeliever or only the disbeliever. The overwhelming view is that both the believer and the disbeliever will have to cross. The disbeliever will fall in, may Allah protect us, while the believer will make it across, and there are many benefits to this year. It would increase the believer in his happiness and joy that Allah has saved him. It would add to the pain and the misery of the disbeliever to see how the believer went across while I sit here in hell and I suffer. May Allah make it easy for us. We need to think and prepare about that moment. So in verse 72, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Then we shall rescue and grant deliverance to those who possess taqwa. وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. And we will leave the oppressors in it on their knees. And this ayah again supports, the view that everybody will cross. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that those that have taqwa, and again, this was the humility of Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, that he said, I don't know if I will make it across. Though, of course, surely, undoubtedly, definitely, with certainty, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu was amongst those who possessed taqwa, and by extension, every sahabi, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. For every sahabi, radiallahu anhu, the Quran categorically declares goodness and paradise. So verse 72, ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Then we will grant deliverance and rescue to those who had the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. You know, if people are kind of together in something, and then gradually others are taken away and rescued, and then you find yourself alone there, that can be rather daunting and painful. Also, there's another reflection in the Quran. Allah puts the thought in my mind now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. You know, my brother, my sister, when I say the Quran is amazing, just get into it and appreciate it. So in Surah An-Nisa, after the detail of inheritance, Allah says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي. Allah will enter him into gardens of Jannah beneath which rivers flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They will dwell there with eternity. Now the scholars make note of something here, that in the mention of the dwellers of paradise, Allah expressed it with a plural noun, khalideen, multiple, right? They're going to be there with eternity and they are multiple. And then in the verse thereafter, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ, the one who disobeys Allah and His Nabi, and he trespassed the limits, يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا, he would be subjected to hell, and eternally he would be there. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ, and for him, for the disbeliever, is a disgraceful punishment. So the point of reflection, and I hope I can simplify the academic point here, is in the mention of the entry of the disbeliever into hell, Allah references a singular form. Allah says Khalidan. Allah doesn't say Khalidina. And in the mention of the dwellers of Jannah, Allah says Khalidina in a plural. In the Hasha of Jalalain, I read this year, why did Allah make reference of the dwellers of Jannah plural? Because Ashaddu istijlaban lil unsi. Because this adds to the excitement. You're going to be there, it's going to be forever, and you're going to be with your family. Wow. Sometimes the best of moments are compromised because you're alone. You simply cannot enjoy it. You could be flying in the first class. You could be in a lounge. You could be in a great hotel with a great view. But you're alone, it just doesn't have that feeling. And sometimes a simple thing is much more enhanced because of the company with which you are. So to the dwellers of Jannah, it's eternity and it is with your family around you. Jannatu adni yadkhulunaha wa man salaha min abaihim wa azwajihim wa dhurriyatihim wal malaikatu yadkhuluna alayhim min kulli bab. And to the disbeliever, may Allah protect us, may Allah protect us, because we cannot rejoice. Imam Ghazali said, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ كَافِرًا. And when you see a disbeliever, then tell yourself, عَسَىٰ أَن يُسْلِمْ. It's highly possible before he dies, he will become a Muslim. وَأَمَّا أَنَا فَعَسَىٰ أَن يُضِلَّنِيَ اللَّهِ. And with regards to myself, it is equally possible that Allah can deprive me of iman before I die. فَيَكُونُ غَدًا هُوَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ وَأَكُونُ أَنَا مِنَ الْمُبْعَدِينَ. And he will stand up as a close servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while I can in the last minute lose out and be rejected in the court of Allah. So for the disbeliever, Allah says, نَارًا, he will enter hell, خَالِدًا. Allah says in a singular form, أَشَدُّ إِسْتِجْلَابًا لِلْوَحْشَةِ, which adds to the pain. I mean, it's painful enough to know where you're going to be. Pain, agony, misery. And then to know you alone. Oh, that can just be too scary. So the believers are going across. Then the prophets will intercede for the believers. Then the pious will intercede. And then the disbeliever will say, مَا لَنَا مِن شَافِعِينَ وَلَا صَدِيقٍ حَمِيمٍ مَا لَنَا مِن شَافِعِينَ وَلَا صَدِيقٍ حَمِيمٍ فَلَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In Juz 19, chapter Shu'ara, there's no one to intercede for us. There's no prophets for us. There's no dear friend to come and rescue us. So the believers will get across. وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. And the criminals will be left therein. In verse 73, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about yet another baseless argument of the disbelievers. وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ. وَإِذَا, when, تُتْلَى, recited, عَلَيْهِمْ, upon them, آيَاتُنَا, our verses, بَيِّنَاتٍ, clear. Clear meaning clear in its mu'jiz nature. It was miraculous. Clear in its injunction. قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So when the verses would be recited, and they were convinced in the heart of hearts, this is absolute, this is true, the disbelievers will counter it by saying, قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. The disbelievers would say, لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, to the believers, أَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ خَيْرٌ مَقَامًا. Which out of the two groups are in a better position? وَأَحْسَنُ نَدِيَّ. And which has a finer assembly? So this is the first muqaddama. This is the first muqaddama. This is, you know, you talk of sughra, kubra, natija in mantiq. Just look at your setting. Look at our setting. Look at your attendees. Look at our attendees. Look at our location. Look at your location. Look at our facilities. Look at yours. Ayyul khay, ayyul fariqayn. Fariq group between us and you. I mean, your group, it's a simple setting with poor people, no much prominence. Look at us, we got high flyers here, we got prominent, we got the elite, we got the upper end of people here, right? That's the first sughra, that's the first muqaddama. The second one in Bayan al-Quran, which is urfi, that generally it is only your beloved that you favor. You don't favor a foe or an enemy. So look at our setting, our prominence, our prestige, our wealth, our affluence. That means we are beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are beloved in the eyes of Allah. Ayyul fariqayn, which out of the two groups, khayrun, is better, maqama, in location, wa ahsanu, and better, nadiya, in its assembly, in its group. Who makes up, who you travel with, who you associate with, who's your business associates? Well, in our case, we've got prominent, high profile, affluent, you know, aristocratic, living opulent lives. These are the people. On your end, it is poor, simple people. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَا. But this was a delusion, this was a deception of theirs, because the indulgence and the amenities of this world is no guarantee that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with such a person. A great scholar had once given a profound analogy that you could see a person having a parrot in his house, and he gives that parrot a simple slice of bread or some grains, and then there is a rat that is there and you want to trap it. So you buy an exclusive trap and you put a nice block of cheese there and you put it at the right place. And if somebody walks in and says, oh, I think the rat is his pet because look at the exclusive block of cheese that he bought for the rat. And I think he wants to kill the parrot because look at the dry crumbs that he's giving there. That's what you might look at apparently. But you know and I know that you're giving that rat that crumbs to keep it, you're giving that parrot that little crumbs or that little grains to keep it alive. I have a fish tank and I love looking at fish, you know. And if you overfeed it, that's it. You're done with it. Next morning you'll get up and they're all floating and they're all done. So you got to feed it little in moderation to keep it alive. And on the other hand, you might be buying something exclusive, like a block of cheese. Of course, now there's so many other things that people would do to trap and kill the rat. And the aim is not to sustain it, but rather to destroy it. So the argument that because I have better, I am closer to Allah is baseless. It holds no merit, no clout, no meaning whatsoever. Verse 73, وكم وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا بينات قال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا أي الفريقين خير مقاما وأحسن نديا. And hence Abu Jahl said, on one instance, we're going to call our group. Allah said, go call your group and go call your friends and go call your cronies. We're dispatching our angels. فليدعوا ناديا سندعوا الزبانية. فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَا سَنَدْعُ الزَّبَانِيَا. Let him call his group and let him call his cronies. We are dispatching our malaika. عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ غِلَاظُ الْأَقْوَالِ شِدَادُ الْأَفْعَالِ. How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala break this argument of this? Verse 74. وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا
قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ هُمْ أَحْسَنُ أَثَاثًا وَرِئِيَا.
How many generations did we not destroy before them who were better than them in terms of resources and appearance? So you saying you're strong. Well, there were people before you that were so strong that Allah said, وَمَا بَلَغُوا مِعْشَارَ مَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ. They do not own 1/10 of those that preceded them. إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ. And many scholars have taken this literally and not figuratively, that the keys that led to the treasures of Qarun were actually weighty, mammoth, and colossal for a group of strong men. A group of strong men, it would weigh heavy on them to carry the keys. أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَهْلَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مَنْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ قُوَّةً وَأَكْثَرُ جَمْعًا. And Allah said to Qarun, does he not realize that those that came prior to him, how Allah destroyed them? وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ عَتَتْ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهَا وَرُسُلِهِ فَحَاسَبْنَاهَا حِسَابًا شَدِيدًا. People that were mighty, take the nation of Aad. Take the nation of Aad. They were so strong that Allah said, I didn't create people so strong. Allah created them and Allah said, I didn't create. لَمْ يُخْلَقْ مِثْرُهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ. But of course, when the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, they were destroyed and they fell down like date palms. And the concluding verse of chapter 19, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَلْ تُحِسُّ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَوْ تَسْمَعُ لَهُمْ رِكْزًا. Can you feel, can you touch, or can you even hear a whisper from any one of them? Done and gone and wiped out. So come out of your arrogance that our group is better, our assembly is better. You see, when crisis hits and you're in a difficult moment, everything fails you. You thought you had a contact. You thought you knew someone up in the political arena. You had contacts in the medical fraternity. You were well connected on the business front. You were connected with nothing. Everything fails you. وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا. How many generations we destroyed prior to them who were better than them in terms of resources and appearance. In verse 75, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الضَّلَالَةِ فَلْيَمْدُدْ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ مَدَّا حَتَّى إِذَا رَأَوْا مَا يُوْعَدُونَ إِمَّا الْعَذَابَ وَإِمَّا السَّاعَةَ فَسَيَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ هُوَ شَرٌّ مَكَانًا وَأَضْعَفُ جُنْدًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that
قل من كان في الضلالة, the one who opts for deviation. قل من كان, say O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, من كان في الضلالة, the one who is in deviation, فليمدد له الرحمن مدى, Allah shall grant him respite in that. Meaning if you opt for wrong, Allah will leave you there. If that's what you want, that's it. Why? In Tafsir al-Uthmani it is written because it's an examination room. An examiner walks past by a student, and it would be foolish and naive of that student to say, no, I think my answer was correct because the examiner walked past and he didn't make a remark. He's not going to make a remark because this is an examination. If he's testing you in class, he's going to tell you you said it wrong or you read it wrong. But this is examination in process, so he's not going to tell you anything. So that's it. If that's what you opt for, قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الضَّلَالَةِ, say the one who is in deviation, فَلْيَمْدُدْ لَهُ الرَّحْمَانُ مَدَّ, then Allah will grant respite to those who are astray. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلْ, the one who mises, وَاسْتَغْنَى, considers himself self-sufficient, وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and denies the truth, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى, then he's opted to walk the path of hell, we will leave him to walk in that way. قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الضَّلَالَةِ فَلْيَمْدُدْ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ مَدَّ, حَتَّى إِذَا رَأَوْا مَا يُوْعَدُونَ, until they will witness that which they have been promised to them. Until they witness that which they have been promised to them. حَتَّى إِذَا رَأَوْا مَا يُوْعَدُونَ, إِمَّا الْعَذَابِ, either punishment in this world, like what had happened to the disbelievers in Badr. They were thrown off their feet. They came with their pride and their arrogance and their pomp and their glory. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بَطَرًا وَرِئَاءَ النَّاسِ, and Allah had given dominance and victory to the believers, and the disbelievers had witnessed the consequences, or in any other form, Allah can send down a torment upon them. وَإِن مِّن قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا نَحْنُ مُهْلِكُوهَا قَبْلَ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُوهَا عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا, those who disobey Allah, either in this world or the latter or both, but there's simply no escape from Allah. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُونَ, to Allah you return. حَتَّى إِذَا رَأَوْا, until they, when they will see, مَا يُوْعَدُونَ, that which they are promised, إِمَّا الْعَذَابِ, either punishment in this world, وَإِمَّا السَّاعَةِ, or then قِيَامَةِ, that's there. فَالسَّاعَةُ أَدَّهَا وَأَمَرْ, فَالسَّاعَةُ أَدَّهَا وَأَمَرْ, قِيَامَةِ is very difficult, very bitter, very challenging, very daunting. فَسَيَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ هُوَ شَرٌّ مَكَانًا, wow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then they will realize who is the worst in terms of standing and who is the weakest in terms of army. Now you're saying you got a good army, you got a good makeup, you got a good cabinet, you surrounded, you pampered, you cushioned. Okay, no problem. When you stand up in Qiyamah, then we want to see who's your army and we want to see who rallies around you. Everyone will be alone. You'll have no army. You'll have no one to rescue you. Stand up on Qiyamah and then you'll see the brutal truth and then you will see the reality. Nobody is there to assist them. Everybody will launch them. And the devil will, وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا, خَذُولًا in Arabic means a deserter. One who drops you at the last moment. إِن يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ, if Allah aids you, then none can overpower you. وَإِن يَخْذُلْكُمْ, and if Allah does not aid you, فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِي, then who can possibly aid you? So today you're arrogant, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will realize, يَعْلَمُونَ, when they see the punishment in this world or Qiyamah, فَسَيَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ هُوَ شَرٌّ مَكَانًا, whose condition is more evil, وَأَضْعَفُ جُنْدًا, and whose army is the weakest. And the scholars have mentioned here, this is taqabul, this is comparison, and it does not suggest that they will have an army. They will have absolutely no army. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, every person will appear before Allah alone. Every person will appear before Allah alone. So we'll leave it on that note. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from pride and arrogance, and come out of that deception and that notion and that delusion that if it's happening for me here, it will happen for me there. In fact, many a times it's happening in this world, and then things change drastically in this world, and a person who was sitting soft, suddenly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds everything. A man who was discharging zakat now becomes a beneficiary for receiving zakat. So this was their arrogance. Allah speaks about the arrogant brother in Surah Kahf also. He said that وَلَئِن رُدِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا. He said to his Muslim brother, I've got so much wealth in this world, so I think I will have much more in Akhirah. And that is nothing but arrogance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from arrogance. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve the iman that Allah has given us. Allahumma tawaffana muslimin wa alhiqna bis salihin. Wa tawaffani musliman wa alhiqni bis salihin. The dua of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. We conclude today's segment with it. Oh Allah, grant me death as a believer and unite me with the pious in akhirah. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.